that I have in mind, farmers have usually drive these, sitting in the window, you know, they have a rack where they keep their guns or umbrella or whatever, and the back part of it's open and you can load things into
I just got out of regular truck.
Okay,
the
pickup?
Yeah, pickup.
Have you ever heard of panel truck?
No.
Okay. Let's say if I were staying at the Hilton in Biloxi, and I needed to get to the airport, the Hilton probably operates transportation service for people who stay there.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the vehicle that they would take you to the airport in?
Limousine.
And when you think of limousine, what kind of car do you think of?
Big. Long. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Could you have you ever seen vans used as limousines?
Yes. The airport too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that would be limousine too?
Well, I call it a van.
Just a van?
Mm-hmm.
As far as you're concerned, that's not limousine? Okay. All right. What kind of public transportation do you have here in town?
Buses, cabs. That's about it.
Do they have a name for the bus system here?
No, just city bus.
City
all.
Bus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Inside your car, the part where you have your controls, like your speedometer and your clock and all that, do you have a name for that area?
Dashboard.
Okay. And right over to the right, there's a thing that you can snap down and put maps in it and all that kind of thing?
Glove compartment.
You have to keep gloves in?
No.
All right. Let's see. This is another tough one. What do you call that?
Rubber band.
Now, if you have some loose papers, several of these, and you want to flip them together so that they'll stay together, what would you call the little metal thing you do?
Paper thing?
Yeah. Ever heard that call it a thing? You ever heard of gym quiz?
No.
Okay. And the part of the car where you would keep your spare tire, that would be the
truck.
Okay. And the thing that you mash with your foot to make the car go faster?
Accelerator.
Alright. Do you have a name for the thing right on the steering column, kind of back of the steering wheel, that you move to put the car into different gears?
Not that I can think of. I know it's something.
Something like gear shift or anything like that?
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
But you would call it maybe what I feel it would be?
Mm-hmm. Gear shift.
Gear shift. Okay. Does it make any difference? Have you ever heard stick shift?
Yeah, that's like in the floor.
You would call that a
stick shift.
Stick shift.
Mm-hmm.
You'd make a difference what you would call it depending on whether it was three or four speeds.
Well, it'd be a standard.
Standard.
If it was, you know, one, two, three speeds.
Yeah. Do people still say something like four on the floor? That kind of thing?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You've heard
not
that?
Not too often.
Yeah. But they might call it?
Four and four.
Okay. All right. These things are kind of elevations right in the highway, and you usually go over them when you're going into a busy intersection.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to make you slow down. They'll kind of bump your car, you know, you're going too fast.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for those?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of speed bumps or speed breakers?
Uh-uh.
Haven't heard that. Okay, fine. All right. What would you call the types of vehicles that the fire department has?
Fire truck, fire.
Okay.